Hello, it's Tuesday, December 27th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 37. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have an email that you would like to send us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, please. Let me introduce the panel of people we have with us today. We have Phil.
Happy post-festivus.
We have Bob.
Hello.
We have Tom.
Happy New Year.
And we have Keith.
Word.
This week, we have new at Dream Station, more Japanese Xbox 360 woes. Jack the Bumblefoot Thompson is now a Take-Two shareholder. Our State of the Game address, we'll explain that one in a bit. And our mailbag. Let's just get into housekeeping. All right, first of all, sorry about the lack of show last week. For those that didn't know, I did have my gallbladder out, and I scratched my cornea. Long story short, I couldn't see anything, so I couldn't edit the show. We posted up both the shows on Monday. We had an A and a B. The A just had some of the stuff that I did because I felt really bad about not getting a full half-hour show. The B is the full half-hour show that we had recorded the Monday before Christmas. They're both available to download, and we appreciate the understanding of not having a show during the week of Christmas. I also wanted to say thanks from everybody who sent me emails and forum posts and Xbox Live messages about, you know, hope the surgery went well and stuff. I do appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Was I the only one hoping it went bad?
You're the only one that openly said it, at least.
What's a gallbladder, anyways?
It stores bile.
So how come you don't need it anymore?
Because all it does is store extra bile, so when you're actually digesting something, it, like, releases the bile.
So
you just don't store
extra bile.
Did you ever see a fly? They throw their food back up on the table and eat it again?
Yeah, like Jeff Goldblum.
There you go. So you don't really want to go out to lunch with me anymore, but aside from that, I'm much better off. There wasn't a lot of news this week. Very little happened. So we're going to just hit a couple of them here. Again, in housekeeping, we talk about some of the news and stuff that isn't really worth the whole full topic, as well as some general housekeeping stuff like we just talked about.
I was at Circuit City today, and I saw at least two Xbox 360s on the shelf.
Because supposedly there's Xboxes that are actually being surfaced around to retailers, which is pretty cool. A California judge has ruled that the new video game law that they passed there recently is actually unconstitutional. Haha, told ya. Not a whole lot more to say about that one other than told ya. World of Warcraft passes 5 million subscribers, so they're raking in, what is that, 5 million times 15 bucks a month?
75 million.
Yeah.
A month. Jesus, God.
Now, granted, again, in overseas, they have a different way to do it in Asia and Korea and stuff, so, but whatever. Even take 1 million times 15 bucks a month. That's $15 million a month. That's ridiculous.
It's a huge market to sell gold to. We should be harvesting that stuff.
We should.
They just recently, in this past week, banned a whole bunch of accounts that they found to be gold farmers. So
we just need to find out who these people are and just go, like, literally to their house and say, what's the password for your account? If they say no, you'll whack them in the knee with the mace.
It's like whack-a-mole, except with nerds.
Remember that whole PSP version of Madden that had all those issues we talked about a few months ago?
Yes, Chris, we remember the...
No. But anyways.
Okay, basically, EA said it wasn't an issue, there was no problems. Well, now they're taking exchanges. You send the PSP version of Madden in, you get a bug-free version of the game, you also get a $15 online coupon for EA's store, as well as a coupon from their store for free shipping. But I gotta give them credit for at least accepting the exchanges, saying that there was in fact problems, and manning up to the fact.
I'm just impressed that the PSP has a game.
It's up to about four now.
Can we use that joke anymore?
So let's go briefly over this whole state of the game thing we're going to do. This is still part of housekeeping. I have a lot of editing to do. But it's not a year in review. It's not any kind of awards show. We're much too lazy for that. We tried. It was a big pain in the rear end to get all the games that released in 2005 and look at them stuff. Besides, there's thousands of other of those awards. We're going to annually update this list of stuff, and we're going to have these same categories every year.
Next topic.
New at DreamStation.cc. We have a PC review of the Cyber Evil Force joystick, PC keyboard review for the Eclipse keyboard, and we have a Razer Exact Mat for the PC review. So a whole bunch of PC peripherals have been reviewed this week.
Next topic.
More Japanese Xbox 360 woes. Wrestle Kingdom is a game over there in Japan. It was actually recalled from shelves. It couldn't figure out how much free space you had on your Xbox, but it wouldn't let you save either. So what they said is the developer is going to fix and re-release, as well as accept returns of people who currently bought the version. There has been no word on when this will be done. I guess if you cut off Stephen Hawking's leg, this would be the result. He's already crippled. He's not running anywhere, so just...
Oh, that's awesome. Do that in.
Peter, you ate my legs! What? You weren't using them?
The Xbox
in Japan not going too well. It's just going further down the toilet.
Wait for people to make games.
DOA is supposed to come out tomorrow. Anyone have anything more to say about the Japanese Xbox 360?
Yeah, well, how do we even talk about Japanese 360? For our one Japanese listener, I hope you appreciate all the effort we go to cage your
dude, team. He doesn't listen anymore after today.
Next topic.
Jack Bumblefoot Thompson, he is now a Take-Two shareholder. All right, so here's what happened. The Bumble bought stock in the company Take-Two Interactive for the sole purpose of this will now allow him to go to the shareholder meetings. He sent a preemptive letter saying that when he goes to the next meeting, here's what we're going to discuss. And I snipped all the details, but I'm pretty sure you guys can guess what he wants to discuss.
Since when? He has to, like, be a majority shareholder for the most part to demand any kind of podium. Just because you own some stock in something doesn't mean that you get to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, but he's an attention so he just likes to show up, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's bearing a big...
And not only that, it's a shareholder meeting. They don't discuss the business plans and such at the shareholder meeting. They basically go, look at this chart. Here's our profits. We're making money. Go shareholders.
And then Jack Thompson will stand up and go, yes, but what are we making money on? The blood of our children.
and people will look at him and go, uh-huh.
And it tastes so good.
Shut up. You're losing our money. Keep your friggin' trap shut.
Actually, I like Bumblefoot now because he gives us half of our material. I hope he keeps it up.
Very persistent, this guy.
Hey, the man knows how to keep himself on the front pages of gaming websites everywhere.
I don't know. You figure the guy made it through law school. He has to have some intelligence.
Yeah, he went to a middle-tier school. Went to Vanderbilt School of Law.
Oh, they have an ugly logo. Everything I know about colleges aside from the one I went to is from NCAA football.
Vanderbilt? It's got the little nut?
Yeah, it's a potato with a mustache or something.
Wow. So this is only the warm-up, right? We're going to start recording the show.
Yeah, we really have nothing, do we?
Next topic.
We're going to get into our State of the Game address. Again, not a year in review, not an award show. I mean, it's kind of awards. We're going to give out categories and then discuss the games and stuff. We have 11 categories here we're going to go over. We're going to do them from, like, the thing you at least want to get nominated for to the best that you want to get nominated for. First, worst game we've played, Donkey Konga and Space Pirates. I know, Tom, you love the Konga.
No, I love Donkey Konga, yeah.
Biggest letdown is the next category. Biggest letdown is what we as a group were very anticipating, and it turns out it actually sucked.
Guild Wars.
That's a good one.
We came up with Fable.
I liked Fable.
Doom 3. And the PSP. So Guild Wars has actually been moved to the biggest letdown.
We were really looking forward to that game. We got it, and we're all very pissed.
Yay, finally, Diablo 3 in 3D.
Was Quake 4 the biggest letdown?
I wasn't expecting much after the last flop of Doom 3 that they had.
That's why we had Doom 3, because remember how much hype that had. And I really, really, yeah. really wanted to play that game. And when I played that game, I really, really, really didn't want to play that game anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Doom 3 and Quake 4, although they look good, which is not very fun.
Okay, you proved your engine work. How about putting a game in here?
I can't wait for a third party to take your engine and make a great game.
Did we play enough of Halo in order to consider that?
We went into Halo thinking it was going to be a steaming pile. It just confirmed our belief.
Biggest letdown is stuff we were actually expecting to be good.
I personally liked Fable.
Defend it, because the rest of us thought it was a pile.
I'm not saying it's a bad game.
It may have been a good game, but based on what they said it was going to do and what actually came out of the game, it was a pretty big letdown. Wasn't nearly as dependent on player actions as we had thought. You pretty much become really, really good or really, really evil, and then, you know, it looks like there's free-form play, but really the gameplay is pretty linear.
Yeah, but I was expecting that.
We weren't.
If you did good and you had a cool haircut, everyone in the game would start to get a haircut like you, and everybody would talk about you, and the grass would grow, and the seasons would change, and trees would die, and all this other insignificant stuff that, yes, I agree with you, it wasn't at all, it didn't matter to the game, but they said they was going to do it, and it didn't.
No, this dude was supposed to be king of AI, fully expected it to work as he said. The gaming community would have marveled at the innovation this guy would have came up with in order to get his game to do all he claimed. And then instead, he released it what seemed to be about 6 months too early. It's like, here you go, it's just a game.
I can see where you're coming from if you actually believe what the guy was saying.
I think we all can agree that the PSP was a huge letdown.
Were you looking forward to it, though?
Yes.
I was.
I wanted a PSP until I realized that all it was good for was watching DVDs.
Let's jump to the next. The most overhyped game.
Ever.
Take a wild guess what the most overhyped game ever was.
Halo.
It's either Halo.
Very good, guys. I'm proud of you.
Hey.
I don't even think there's any discussion. I think
we've had our say on this more than one occasion, so.
If you're a Halo fan, I mean, I've played Halo 2 recently with people, and I will admit, it's more fun with people you know. Still not my cup of tea.
It's a subpar game. the one man against the army of evil aliens.
Yeah, we've never played that game before.
Only you can save the universe.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
I mean, it would have been funner if you were Smokey the Bear.
I will give at least Halo the credit for providing us the laughs with Red versus Blue.
Yeah, that's the best part of Halo, is Red versus Blue.
All right, the next one is the What the F*** Award. This goes to the game where, if you look at it, you'll be like, what the f-? The first one is Katamari Damacy. Pretty obvious on that one.
If you haven't played this game, rent it, play it, and look at it.
The second one is a different reason. City of Heroes / City of Villains.
For what the f*** were you thinking? Why would you ruin a perfectly good game?
Your game was established. It was out for a year. Everything was getting good. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I think we need crafting. You know what? We need, like, little weapons and stuff. We need stores to buy things.
We need to change our system over so it's focused on PvP. We need to take all of the things that we claimed were features of the game, i.e. no economy.
There were game decisions that we decided this was how we wanted our game.
Keep the lone wolf game alive and all this, and all of a sudden, like, you know what? We need to be World of Warcraft with superheroes.
They're not superheroes, Bob. They're heroes.
Trained normals.
You can only fight one or two guys at a time.
Right, you're not Superman, you're Lone Walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
We talked about putting this in a category called We're Getting Crushed by WoW, we need to change our game design around, and we had...
Oh, I think Star Wars would take that one, man.
Yeah.
But we actually dropped that one because we had too many awards.
Well, how would you like to be a video game company that's currently making an MMO right now?
How would you like to be a pretty young man in a state penitentiary for the rest of your life? That's about how everyone else feels at the MMOs.
I think about sums it up. I had more to say, but I'd like to end there.
This is the best games we're not interested in. These are games that everyone's saying are super great. We have no desire at all to play these games. The games in this category are Nintendogs, Shadow of the Colossus, and Civilization 4.
See, that's the one I was going to say. I was going to say Civilization 4 because I loved the previous Civilizations, but I just don't want to play this one because I don't want to invest that kind of time again.
Right. Nintendogs, we all have teased about. Everyone loves that game. That's the second coming of Christ, but I don't give a crap about it. The last game in this category is Shadow of the Colossus. It's supposed to be really good. Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
You climb up the back of a giant and then poke him in the eye over and over until he dies.
Yeah.
This next category is the best games none of us has played. I mean, seriously, why haven't we played these games? These are games that we would like to play for some reason. Like, why haven't we played these? So, like, Serious Sam 2, which is actually the third in the series. We love Serious Sam 1 and 2.
You know, here comes the horde of monsters. Let's go get them. We're all on the same team. You know, all the weapons stay. Nobody's fighting for ammo. It's just a fun game to play as a group. And we're just like, yeah, that sounds sweet. So, X-Men. Who wants to go play X-Men?
I played the Serious Sam 2 demo, and it's exactly as you think it would be.
Yep.
It's Serious Sam, hordes of monsters.
Why haven't we played that?
Because you know why? For a lot of reasons, I bet you the answer to this would be the same for most of these titles, is I don't want to pay full retail price right now for it.
The next one here is Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, none of us have that, and we can't quite figure out why.
Got zombies, and it's supposed to be super awesome.
Looks
and it's
scary as
I stopped playing the Resident Evils at 3.
But 4 was supposed to be a whole different... It's like interactive action game rather than...
No, I have no opinion on Resident Evil 4 because it's not a PC game.
Fair enough.
Soul Calibur 3. I don't think anyone's played Soul Calibur 3. Soul Calibur is like one of the best fighting games ever. Soul Calibur 2 is really good.
I'll agree with that one.
I mean, I remember playing Soul Calibur 1. I used to drive to Chris's house because I didn't have a Dreamcast. That's probably one of the last games I did that with.
Now, aren't you guys tired of memorizing combos and fighting games? Okay.
Remember, Chris thrives on that so that when we do go play the new game, he's like, oh, back, forward, X.
The last game on this list is Half-Life 2. Half-Life 2 is supposed to be really sweet, and like Keith said, he's not interested in it at all, but I think in general...
It's been out for 2 years now.
Tom is playing it.
I'm playing it.
Because he has a PC that can run it. I'm playing it. What I've played of it, I really, really like.
It's just another first-person shooter.
No, it's not.
Why do you care?
This is where you're gravely, gravely wrong.
Okay. The Frags a lot is defending Half-Life 2.
Valve seems to be one of these studios that understands just building drama and compelling plot into a game.
Characters.
Mixing it with just great graphics and eye candy. I don't know how they do it.
Is it innovative like UT 2004?
UT 2004 isn't innovative? Oh, Jesus Christ! The same game type year after year out of Unreal Tournament. How many rocket launchers
jumping? The same type?
How many rocket launching somersaults can you possibly do in one lifetime? You could add their little soccer type game in there or double domination. Big deal. It's still a rocket launcher and you're doing somersaults flipping to
insane. Yeah, but the game types are different compared. We had this discussion last week.
Onslaught is a pretty sweet and unique.
I categorize UT right there with Halo.
No.
Generic.
I'm not talking about
shooter.
Halo. I'm talking about he wants to know why Half-Life 2 is good.
Well, the single player, of course, is great. I like it for the same reason I liked Return to Castle Wolfenstein. It added ambiance to great looking graphics and gameplay. That's not why you stick with Half-Life. The reason you buy Half-Life and you stick with it is multiplayer. It's the best multiplayer in all of video gamedom right now. Definitely PC. And console doesn't have multiplayer, so.
Everything that Tom is saying, I've heard, like, multiple times. Like, seriously, if you own a PC, buy this game.
Well, you know, one of the fun things about being a longtime Counter-Strike fan is you got to see it evolve slowly over time, because I started playing it during the second beta, which was, we're talking like 1999 here. Before WoW, if you'd walk around any dorm and just look at what was on the kids' PCs,
yeah.
It was Counter-Strike. For years, it was Counter-Strike.
I didn't even like Counter-Strike.
There's something wrong with you.
If I can jump in, I think the thing that we like a little bit better about those is there's a lot closer team, especially in Raven Shield. The way we play it, we're playing co-op. We're all against the AI terrorists. And with Battlefield 2, you can get into your group with three or four of your friends, and you live and die as a group anyways. In Counter-Strike, to me, it was a little bit more frantic of a tactical shooter. It's not a UT where you're just doing backflips, but it's a frantic tactical shooter.
I like Battlefield 2. I have a lot of fun with it. But that's also because I can call up my buddy Todd, my buddy Larry, and we hop on, and we all hop in a little
unit. My buddy Chris, my favorite buddy in the world. You named three people before me.
Well, because you're always playing Xbox.
I think we've way gone over that one. The next one is Best Underdog Game. Here's the deal with Best Underdog Game. These are games that are either free, really cheap, or no one at all has ever heard of. Keith, name the game. Come on, you know it.
Missing Since January.
There you go.
It's supposed to be that you get a disc from these two journalists get kidnapped, and the CD is supposed to be like you've gotten a disc, and you have to set up your little email thing. You go online, and you research the clues, and you have to solve these little puzzles that are on there to get, like, the next step towards the clue. It's set up a lot like Saw and Seven, that kind of thing. It's not as grisly. A lot of fun, and was very... It's one of the top, I'd say one of the top five games I've ever played.
There's a game called Soldat. It's a free download. It's like a little 2D side-scrolling multiplayer.
Different kinds of machine guns and rocket launchers and all this, but it's free. It's side-scroller. You can play it over the internet.
It's almost like Worms.
Yeah.
It's not turn-based. It's real-time. And it's just crazy respawning. We had a lot of fun with it for a week.
For being free, something you'd find. Soldat.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game now.
Yeah, like Capture the Flag and stuff. Jetpacks. The next one Phil mentioned, Geometry Wars. I mean, come on, dude, it's $6, and it's Keith's favorite Xbox 360 title. Heck, it might be everybody's favorite Xbox 360
well,
title.
Let's be fair. It's not like there's a lot of competition for the Xbox 360 favorite title.
I find myself, when I get my Xbox, I jump on, I have every intention of playing something, I end up playing Geometry Wars. There's a game called Crimson Land, and it's a new version of Crimson Land called Evil Invasion. You can get those from Reflexive Arcade, and that's very similar to like a Geometry Wars. You're a little dude and you run around and you just use your mouse and your keyboard. It's for the PC. That's the other thing. So far, except for Geometry Wars, all of these games have been PC just because, I mean, you don't have a lot of good value games for the console. Those $19.99 titles usually are only worth
$19.99
or less. So Crimson Land, you run around and you pick up different weapons and you gain experience, you can get different perks, and it's just a chaotic, very fun, very easy to play game.
I will say one console game that really didn't have much hype but I thought was awesome. Gladius.
3D game for consoles, but Gladius is a turn-based strategy game like a Final Fantasy Tactics or a Advance Wars kind of.
It really got no hype whatsoever, but it
can be purchased for $9.99 in your used game bin.
It's definitely worth it.
The last game on here is also for the PC. It's called Titans of Steel Warring Suns. Nobody's heard of this thing. It's based on an old Amiga game called MechForce. Basically, you build your robot a la Battletech, that board game Battletech, and it's a turn-based strategy game where you move your little mechs around using almost the same rules. It's a turn-based game that uses a real-time clock. It's very hard to explain. I'm not even going to try and explain it. Go check out the website, titansofsteel.com.
What is the name of this category again?
Best Underdog.
Next category is one of the big ones, the best games we play. These are the best games that we have remotely played recently. So we're not talking like Doom.
Okay, we had to have played it in 2005.
If we're going to play a game, or if you're perusing the games that you have and you pick it up and go, oh, this is sweet. Yeah, let's just play this, like that kind of game.
Battlefield 2, I think in general the group really enjoys. Dawn of War, which like we talked about before, the only real-time strategy game that we will even think about playing, because we are not real-time strategy
games.
Yeah,
that's a really fun game.
Diablo 2 and the expansion Lords of Destruction. I mean, we just played that a couple months ago.
You know, that game is so old, it's still fun, and they're still putting out, you know, recently put out a new patch for it. And that type of hack and slash RPG game, there's really no kind of competition still.
Cube version of Mario Kart Double Dash?
Mm-hmm.
If the cube is even mentioned, the very next sentence is, hey, Mario Kart was a pretty sweet game.
Say, I was going to mention Double Dash is one of the big disappointments.
Okay, why?
Really?
It's not as fun as the previous Mario Karts. It's so,
you're
so
the one that's telling me I'm for not liking Half-Life?
If it actually supported more than just four players, it would be really cool, because there's that whole team thing of, we're going to talk, and you have to get the blue sparks on the back while I try and steer, and you're in charge of, you know, throw this shell at this guy. There's a, like, little strategy involved.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun.
You're right. I haven't played it with four people. I should have tried it with four people. But I'll have to go up to Canada and get my GameCube back from the Canadian kid.
The next one is Super Monkey Ball 2.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's just, nothing else needs said. All the mini games and everything else.
Everybody loves Monkey
Everybody
Ball.
Loves Super Monkey Ball.
If now if we could only get the Palestinians and the Jews to play it, then we'd have a perfect world.
We would achieve a harmonious utopia.
World of Warcraft.
Obviously.
Huge hit. Need we say anything more? We're all still playing it. We quit and came back, except for Bob. And Tom refuses because he's boycotting Blizzard anyways.
Well, I won't pay a monthly. Yeah, well, I am boycotting Blizzard anyways, but I won't pay a monthly fee either, which is another reason why I was so looking forward to Guild Wars.
Some Super Smash Bros. Melee for the GameCube.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Rainbow Six 3 Raven Shield. We have played it this year.
This would probably be the last year it would be on the list.
Right.
God willing, if we're around next year, this game won't be on the list, I don't think.
The next one is Star Wars Battlefront 2. Every time I went to delete this, I'm like, dang, we had a lot of fun when we played it.
It is a really good game. I mean, I played the first time over at Phil's, and I hate Star Wars. I want to put that out there. I hate Star Wars, and I hate FPS with a passion on console, and this game was still fun, so that's got to say something.
We got two more. We got God of War.
Yes, but it's up there with Raven Shield with the fact that it's not going to be there next year.
The replay value was kind of crappy, so we were debating taking this off entirely because of that reason.
But it was a really good game.
It was a really good game.
Take it off?
Well,
Tom doesn't know because it's console and he hasn't played it.
I doubt I'll play it again.
I thought it was sweet, and I never got to play it to the point where if I saw if I could replay it or not.
That was one of them games where I literally just, you know, sat there and played it straight through.
Well, I'm looking at this list now. Most of the games we have are open-ended. Battlefield, Dawn of War, they're not games you win. And this is the only one on the list, I think, where you just play it through and you're done.
That's a good point.
So I don't know if that's a criteria.
It could be on the list with the notion that it'd probably be gone next year.
All right.
Can we go around in a circle and say what we wish we would have been on the list, at least nominated?
Sure.
Oh,
me okay. Personally, I would have Dynasty Warriors 5 on that list because I still just, it's in my PlayStation and it pretty much never leaves it.
I love the game. The only thing I will say is it's the same freaking thing for the last 80 years. They add one new feature just like a Madden. The game is fun enough where it's a kind of mindless hack and slash.
Standalone, if none of the other Dynasty Warriors would have been made up, you'd have picked up Dynasty Warriors 5. I'd have been like, okay, yeah this
is I'm not awesome. Saying to put it on the list. That's just on my personal list.
From my personal list, I...
He will get mugged.
I just, my headphones just fell off. I stood on my cord, I jerked my head up and my foot was on the cord and my headphones just fell off, so I just missed everything. Okay, this probably won't be on my list next year because I played the heck out of it for the last 2 years, but Day of Defeat, because it's still the thing I sit down. I've just started playing Source.
All right.
We have one more award to give.
The Golden Platypus of Gaming. We decided to make it our most coveted award.
We were nominated for the podcast, and I said, do we get a Golden Platypus of Gaming, because that's what I want. If we don't get that, then I don't care about if we're number one or whatever.
We based this game off of a couple different criteria. We wanted it to go on the popularity of the game. How much did we all play it? How hyped was it? Did it follow through on the hype? And really, how big of an impact on the gaming world in general did it have? The winner is, everybody take a wild guess.
Wow.
Pong.
Correct. Pong.
Go, Phil.
World of Warcraft actually won the award for its, dude, just popular. Yeah, everyone, you know, Dave Chappelle plays World of Warcraft. There's 5 million people playing it. All of us have played it.
Yeah, this impacted gaming the way that the original Doom did. How just, like, anytime they showed, like, a video game, it was Doom, like, on a TV show or whatever.
It's popular, but has it really impacted the genre?
It's impacted the genre not in terms of innovation, maybe, but in terms of people who are playing and drawing more people towards gaming and, you know, just total revenue generated.
What, Asheron's Call, all those games came before it, digital and they just failed.
It was EverQuest was the original.
Well, might have been the original, but I'm saying...
It took EverQuest and Asheron's Call, City of Heroes, and all these other different types of games, and it really just kind of perfected all of the little problems that you had with them, like, this is kind of annoying, this is kind of annoying. I mean, yes, there are still problems with World of Warcraft.
Yeah, rather than being an innovation, it's...
culmination.
Yeah, like the pinnacle of the genre right now.
I mean...
It is the game.
Well, that was our first annual State of the Game address.
Next topic.
We have now the forum question. Let's see, did you two do your homework?
Oh, crap! Dude, it was Christmas. Why did you email me to remind me?
To be fair, I didn't post the question.
Oh, see?
I just wanted to send that panic, like when you're a kid, and you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, God, dude, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. There's no
this was due today?
And you get the prickles run up the back of your neck, and your blood runs cold, and your face starts to sweat. So the forum question we asked last time, I actually didn't post it because I forgot about it because I couldn't see anything. It's, what is your favorite genre of game? I'm going to post it for this week, and we'll go over it next week.
Next topic.
All right, mailbag. We have a very brief mailbag because people have been sending in reviews, both written and audio, and I've been, you know, lack of time. The mailbag this week is going to be three reviews. One of them is an audio review.
Far Cry Instincts, Neil LaPointe. Far Cry Instincts combines stealth with run and gun. You play a shady character hiding from the law by running a charter boat service in the South Seas. 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 Anyway, you take a client to the tropical island, you run into some mercs, words are exchanged, shots are exchanged, and things go downhill from there. Later you get captured, injected with some poop that makes you go ape, giving you crazy animal powers, and it's open season on the mercenaries. The good. Great FPS action combined with trap-setting stealth, some cool instinct powers, and what has to be the greatest level editor ever conceived by man, I'm assuming for a console, because he obviously hasn't played Neverwinter Nights. Super Xbox Live multiplayer support, too. The bad. The weapons in the game are nice and punchy, but kind of vanilla. Nothing you haven't seen before. Vehicles are cool, but a little on the twitchy side. The ugly. Zombies. Don't ask me why. I think there was a treaty signed in Stockholm in 83 or something, but all first-person shooter games have to have zombies. Far Cry is no exception. The verdict? 8.5. Buy this one for the level editor alone, trust me. Far Cry Instincts was developed by Crytek and is published by Ubisoft. This game is rated M for mature, so Amelia the Llama says... Whoop, whoop, don't let your kids play this game.
That was the most unenthusiastic Emilio the Whooping Llama I have ever heard.
Whoop, whoop, don't let your kids play this game. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you. Very good. Second review we have this week, we have an audio review of Jump Superstars for the Nintendo DS by Eric Wall. He actually did our Nintendogs review, so he's playing the games we don't want to. Thank you, Eric.
Oh, Eric. Hey, guys. I just thought that I would review a game that has blown many gamers' radar and is, for as you know, my current favorite platform, the DS. Jump Superstars is a manga-based fighting game that has its roots similar to Super Smash Bros. Since it is Jump Superstars, all of the characters are based off of the Shonen Jump mangas, including Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball, and literally hundreds of others. The Japanese even have a manga called Prince of Tennis, and one of the support characters comes to your aid by serving a tennis ball at your enemy. It is a platform fighter with crazy combos and tons of characters, as well as I said before, support characters that you can call to your aid. All these characters are organized into manga-style panels, which are arranged on the bottom screen. By touching on pictures of each character, you can change characters, call support characters, or unleash combo moves using your characters. This game is about manga, however, you can know nothing about it and still like it. The only problem with this game is that it is an import-only game and is in Japanese, so you really won't understand anything. The good news is that there are many guides that will tell you what you need to do on missions and how to navigate through different menus. I speak no Japanese and really don't even like manga, but this is sure one fun game to play. And with single card play, you can even play your friends with a limited number of characters and stages. So I guess Jump Superstars is a 9 out of 10 if you like manga or the old school fighting games, and an 8 if you aren't a huge fan of either. Jump Superstars is available for import on many sites such as LikeSang and PlayAsia, and will probably run you around $50. And just let me say, you guys school all the multi-million dollar companies' podcasts out of the water.
Good job, Eric.
The next one is the movies.
The movies. Basically, as the title implies, you're given land to build a set where you produce movies. You get to name your studio and the owner, though I have yet to see him in-game. The game begins in the 1920s with limited sets, facilities, and decorations, just enough to produce a 1920s-style movie. As time goes on, you need to hire scriptwriters who write, go figure, scripts for your studio to use. The five genres are action, comedy, romance, sci-fi, and horror. As time progresses...
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Just thinking that. Welcome to Movie Phone.
As time progresses, new advances in movie-making technology, sets, and decorations all improve the status of your studio. Many kinds of films can be made, from spaghetti westerns to the cliché Day of the Dead horror-style films. As time goes on, radio announcements of world events, including World War II, affect the kind of movies that attract audiences. That sums up the studio itself, so you must be wondering about actors. No, not really, actually. Okay. Actors, actors are... tired and have specific attributes, including stress level, alcoholism, and plain old boredom. The actors' directors need trailers and places to be kept happy, and the happier the actors are, the better the movies are. All in all, the game is sort of like a sim-style game. Graphics are good, sound is decent, and there is even the ability to create your own scripts and edit movies. The movies deserves an 8.5 out of 10, 9 if you enjoy sim-style games. However, I do not like to use numbers to rate games. You see, neither do I. The movie is one of those rent it and don't return it game. Rent it and don't return it games. She has what to do that. Or borrow or listen to this. Or borrow from your friends forever game. And once again, my name is Gabriel
DeLeon. The movies I played, I would give it a 7 on a good day. I didn't like this game at all.
What's the time and weather there, movie phone guy?
Let me look outside.
Tom's Time and Weather Podcast.
Outside, it's dark. I can't see anything.
What's the weather? Well, it's 9:15 and the weather is dark.
Next topic.
Well, that was our... You have been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. You can email us. We do accept audio reviews, questions, and comments. Videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. We would like it if you vote for us at stuff like Podcast Pickle and Podcast Alley and Yahoo and all that other happy goodness. Catastrophes aside, we will see you back the same time next week. Thank you for listening. And have a good, safe New Year's Eve.
I'm gonna go eat dinner now that it's 9:15.